The message this week is titled Forgiveness. The scripture reading is Hebrews 10, verses 1 to 12. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly, year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. Otherwise, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all, and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice an offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased." Then I said, "Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, my God." First he said, "Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, though they were offered in accordance with the law." Then he said, "Here I am, I have come to do your will." He sets aside the first to establish the second. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God.
As much as we love Christmas, and as much as we love to celebrate the birth of Jesus does not forgive us of our sins. And as much as we love Easter, and as much as we love the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ does not forgive us of our sins. And as much as many dislike Good Friday and often avoid Good Friday, it is on Good Friday we remember the death of Jesus, and it is his death where our sins are forgiven. You want to draw a crowd? Advertise like crazy on Christmas. People will come. You want to draw a crowd? Advertise like crazy the resurrection. People will come. Advertise what Good Friday really means, and people feel awkward. Christ's shed blood forgives us our sins. One of the reasons Good Friday is avoided or replaced with some other event that has absolutely nothing to do with the death of Jesus, the greatest day in the history of humankind since Adam and Eve were banished from the garden because of sin, is because we've often placed a poor emphasis on how Jesus died. Let me just shout from the rooftops. Good Friday is not an examination of a crucifixion. That is not what Good Friday is about. Good Friday is not about a detailed understanding of an execution or crucifixion. That is not what Good Friday is about. Good Friday is about the fact that Jesus died. Not necessarily how he died, but the fact that he died for the forgiveness of our sins. And Hebrews chapter 11 talks about how believers in God were mistreated and died horrible deaths, some even more gruesome than a crucifixion. And it's not good bedtime reading at night, reading Hebrews chapter 11, talking about how believers, Old Testament and New, were sometimes executed because of their faith. Good Friday is not about a detailed explanation of crucifixion. Good Friday is the greatest day of all humankind even though most of us avoid it. Because it's on that day that sins have been forgiven. It should really be shouted from the mountaintops throughout all of the universe. It's not about how he died, but the fact that he died. I have a brief message today. I've just preached it. So now let me back up what I said with Scripture, that New Testament writers understood profoundly. They didn't go into great detail. In fact, I would challenge anyone who wants to do this to read the entire New Testament and find out how many writers spent time talking about how a crucifixion took place. You're not going to find it. There will be some in the Gospels, but that's not what it was about. But you will find all throughout the Scriptures, the sacrifice for all of us is in the blood of Jesus, forgiveness of sins. So let me read to you some, and some of these are very familiar. 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 and 19. For you know it is not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you have been redeemed, forgiven, from the empty way of life handed down to us by our forefathers, but by the precious blood of Jesus, a lamb without spot, without blemish. His blood oozed forgiveness, even to those who put him there. Colossians 1, 19 and 20. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Christ, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Now, we're good religious people, and sometimes we read scriptures, but it just grabbed my attention this week, the last part of what I just read. By making peace by his blood that was shed, by giving us peace because he died a horrible death, his blood gives us peace. Somehow, those two things don't really seem to make sense. How can a shed blood bring us peace? Because the only way that we can be brought into this union with God is by forgiveness. And that forgiveness comes by the highest priest of all, who deserved nothing, and he gave his all to us and for us. Matthew 26, 28, Jesus said when having communion, this is the blood of the covenant poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. So we've been talking the last little while in Romans chapter 1 about righteousness. And a bottom line definition, I think, of righteousness is just being made right with God. And so Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. This righteousness being made right with God comes through Jesus Christ. And then Paul talks about, well, what this gospel really means. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And the gospel, Paul explains in detail. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of this gospel, which I preached to you, which you have believed, on which you've taken your stand. By this gospel, you're saved if you hold firmly to those things I preached to you. Otherwise, you believed in vain. For what I received from the Lord, I passed on to you as first importance, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, that he rose again on the third day, appearing to many according to the scriptures. We are made right with God, righteous with God, because of the gospel, and the gospel is his death, his burial, his resurrection, and our forgiveness comes through his death, through his blood. It's all connected. Without answering out loud, if I suggested three events that you had the choice of participating in, one of them being Christmas, the birth of Jesus, one of them being the resurrection, Easter, or Good Friday, which one would you choose? And I know which one I would like to choose. But after this week and spending a lot of hours in Scripture, I know which one I need to choose. I need to choose that forgiveness of sins isn't because of the birth of Jesus, as great as it is, and it's not because of the resurrection of Jesus, how wonderful that is, but it was on the cross when he shed his blood that forgiveness of our sins takes place. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. In Christ we have redemption, salvation through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Or this great passage in Ephesians 2, 12 and 13. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope, without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the birth of Jesus? No. Through the resurrection of Jesus? No. Through the blood of Christ Jesus. And John, who writes so much about love in the Bible, he says this in 1 John 1, 3 through 7. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, and we write this to make our joy complete. Then he says this, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. Isn't that one of the greatest scriptures that we can hold on to? All because of Christ. And then in John writes again the book of Revelation, and he just says these things. Chapter 1 of verse 5, the second part of verse 5 says, to him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood. Or picture this scene in chapter 5 and verse 9 of Revelation. And they sang a new song, you are worthy to take the scroll upon its seals because you were slain. And with your blood, you purchased people, men and women for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And then chapter 12 and verse 11. And they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much as to even shrink from death. And then this passage in Colossians 2, 13 through 15, it says this, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulation that was against us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. His blood. His blood. And it's so interesting when we talk about righteousness and we talk about the gospel and we have communion, it all focuses to the forgiveness of our sins by his shed blood. And in many ways, in our baptism, it's the symbolism of, here I am, I'm being buried in water, I'm coming up out of the water, representing death, burial, and resurrection. But our forgiveness comes by his shed blood. To him who loved me and forgave me from my sins by his blood. Now let me conclude by asking again. If you had your choice between going to Christmas and enjoying that, or you had your choice of going to Easter, or you had your choice about coming to Good Friday, which would you choose? And I know that many of us love Christmas. I sure do. And I know that many of us love Easter. I sure do. And I know that many, many times over the years, I've tried to stay away from Good Friday, which was my mistake. It is the greatest day in the history of all humankind, where God reminds us, because of Christ's shed blood, your sins are now forgiven. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets Sunday mornings at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We have classes for all ages at 9:30, and the worship service begins at 10:30. You can subscribe to podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for Beamsville. All our past sermons and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.